Greetings, everyone, and welcome back to our Standing Watch program. To say that the news this week has been outstanding or extraordinary would be an understatement. Things are developing right now which are of so tremendous importance, and I sometimes wonder how many people grasp the significance of what we are experiencing. And I'm talking about in the light of biblical prophecy and also in the light of biblical standards, of biblical teachings. What does the Bible tell us? How should we live? What should we do? What shouldn't we do? And why is all of that important in the light of the end times in which we are living? I'd like to introduce you today to a weekly publication which we can send to you via email if you would like to have a regular subscription to it, but you can also read it every week on our website, eternalgod.org. It's being published early Friday morning. I'd like to give you already a hint towards what is going to be published this week. I'm doing this program on a Wednesday, so there might be some last-minute additions. But in this update, we have an editorial, we have a Bible study, and we have a current events section where we go into the news, which are important, which just recently happened. And so I'd like to focus today on the current events section. And just to give you an overview, let me just read to you the headlines of the articles which we are publishing. 2018 shutdown of the U.S. government. Media blames Democrats for betraying dreamers. Trump lawyer reportedly created shell company to pay off porn star. How the most unpopular president in U.S. history could be reelected in 2020. Is the U.S. quietly preparing for war with North Korea? Mike Pence speaks to Israel's parliament. EU opposes USA and sides with Palestinians against Israel. Initial win for Scholz. SPD approves coalition talks with Merkel. AfD's immigration proposals. AfD secures share of powerful budget committee. Italy's persecution of the Jews under Mussolini. Germany and Poland close on Europe. German-French collaboration. UK loses EU satellite center in Spain or to Spain amid post-Brexit security concerns. Turkey attacks Syria. Pope accuses clergy sex abuse victims of slander. The end of Bitcoin? Dictatorships would like to think so. Berlin, Bitcoin capital of Europe. The drive to remove quote-unquote offensive material from the internet. Unprecedented snow and dark weather versus global warming. 5.5-foot tapeworm in person shocks hospital. Terrible side effects of anti-influenza drug. Medical marijuana in Germany, legal but difficult to get. And finally, swimming bacteria defy Darwin's theory. These are just the headlines of the articles this week. But before quoting the articles, and then we make several comments right at the articles, we also have an introduction, you could say a summary, you might call it an editorial, which is different from the editorial in the update, which this week was written by Michael Link, and the Q&A, this Bible study, was written by Jeff Harris. Now here the current events are introduced by me, and I'm saying the following. We begin with dramatic developments in the United States regarding the 2018 shutdown of the government in a striking display of Washington dysfunction, while the blame game is continuing. The subsequent temporary reopening of the government on Monday, January 22, until Thursday, February 8, does not give great reason for optimism. We also report on alleged highly inappropriate sexual conduct and subsequent cover-up attempts by Donald Trump prior to his presidency, showing again the complete lack of any American moral influence and leadership in the world. In this context, I encourage you to stay tuned at the end of this program because we will introduce you to a very short and brief video pertaining to happy marriages and families, and we will tell you how you can get a free copy of a booklet which is being advertised by this video, showing you why right now America is really modern Sodom and Gomorrah. We go on to say, we point out that there are others, and others share that, at least to some extent, our firm conviction that President Trump will be re-elected in 2020, if there are new elections in 2020. We address the different positions of the USA and Europe towards Israel and the Palestinians. We continue discussing events in Germany, where Martin Schulz's party, the SPD, gave him the green light to enter into coalition negotiations with Angela Merkel, CDU. And even though the media and others had voiced strong doubts with such negotiations, or that they would even occur, or that they would result in a grand coalition between those two parties, we state again our firm belief that such a grand coalition will take place, and that Angela Merkel and Martin Schulz will play key roles in the drive to unify Europe, while by then Germany's biggest opposition party, the right-wing anti-European AfD, will not make it easy for the new government, meaning that Merkel and Schulz will have to make strong and decisive decisions. And we also say in the introductory comments that we address the relationship between Germany and Poland and the further demise of the UK in light of Brexit, which we also proclaim for years. And we say again that renewed attempts in Britain to revoke Brexit and reverse it will fail. We make these dogmatic statements quite powerfully. And also when we quote the articles, I'd like to just take a few moments to read to you some of our comments which we add after we quote certain excerpts from certain articles. And first, the story about the alleged sexual misconduct by Donald Trump. We say in here, what is remarkable about the story is that it was reported by a highly respected conservative publication, the Wall Street Journal. While a denial of payment in this case seems highly dubious, and while a settlement per se is not evidence of guilt, the reported underlying circumstances seem to amply support the conclusion that money was paid for highly inappropriate sexual behavior. Even though Sodom and Gomorrah describes homosexual conduct rather than adultery, the principle of God's anger with inappropriate sexual behavior by American presidents such as John F. Kennedy, Bill Clinton, and now Donald Trump, if true, certainly applies. But this is followed by our article on re-election of Donald Trump. And The Express wrote on January 19 that Donald Trump ended his first year in office as the most unpopular U.S. president on record. And the past year since his inauguration has been filled with surprises, controversy, and disagreements, but he could win a second term. And here are our comments. As our longtime readers and listeners know, we stated our belief that Donald Trump would become the Republican presidential candidate when he announced his run for presidency, and also that he would become the next U.S. president. Many scoffed at our stance at the time, claiming this would never happen. Now, subsequently, of course, once he became the president, some self-appointed lying quote-unquote prophets came forward stating that they quote-unquote always knew that he would be president. We have also stated our firm belief that Donald Trump will be re-elected in 2020 if the USA will have elections in 2020. All of this, we are saying here, is based on our understanding of biblical prophecy, not on opinion polls or human reasoning. And so we have an article here about the EU and the EU's relationship towards Palestine. And the article says that France said that the EU should open talks on an association treaty with Palestine. as an interim accord ahead of the future Statuten. That was published by the EU Observer. And we say in here, ultimately, the EU under German leadership will enter into an accord or a confederacy with Arab countries against the state of Israel. And just in passing, our Q&A this week, this Bible study, goes into the issue that ultimately Israel will be all alone. Even allies such as the United States of America and Britain will turn their backs on the state of Israel. And of course, Europe has for the most part already done so. Now, when it comes to the coalition agreement over there in Germany, there has been a lot of talk that there's never going to be a grand coalition between the CDU and the SPD, because the SPD has said after the last election they would not enter into one. I have said from the outset, it's very likely, it's highly likely that there's going to be such a grand coalition. Notice what we are saying now in this article, rather in our comments towards an article we have quoted. We take it for granted that there will be a grand coalition between Merkel and Scholz, something which we have pronounced for months. We also take it for granted that Angela Merkel will be the next German chancellor to push forward the European unification project, and that Martin Schulz, mark my words, and that Martin Schulz will play a key role within the new government regarding European developments. And we state this in spite of movements even now within his own party to isolate him and to ask for his resignation. And a lot more can be said and could be said, but I encourage you strongly to read regularly our update, including the current events section, even if you're not interested in the news. This is so tremendously important for you to understand where you are in the light of biblical prophecy. What is going to happen next? Why are things happening the way they are? Why are we saying strongly these things about Donald Trump, about the situation in Germany, about the situation in the UK, about the situation in the Middle East? Because it's all based on biblical prophecy, and you can understand those prophecies as well. We have produced many, many booklets, almost 50 by now. We are just working on a new one on sexual relationships and the way God looks at that. There are so many booklets we have produced. There are so many sermons we have given. There are so many updates, over 800 by now, which we have published, which give you a clear picture. But you need to read, you need to understand, you need to analyze, and you need to believe the Bible. And when we tell you something based on the Bible and based on biblical prophecies, you had better believe that too. Thank you very much for listening. But before I close, please stay tuned to this video on sexual relationships, on happy marriages. And until next time, this is Norbert Link for the Standing Watch program.